The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
I'm fascinated with, I'm a big documentary guy, first of all. I like watching them. I like watching sports documentaries. I like the 30 for 30s on ESPN.
Let me ask you, so this is a 30 for 30 on ESPN, right?
Well, it's a new thing they just started. It's called 30 for 30 podcasts. So now you're getting basically documentaries on sports.
But it's an ESPN.
It's an ESPN product.
Yeah.
But it's only audio, so no pictures. So they just launched this, and, you know, ESPN does a good job with these things. They're interesting and in-depth.
Super quality.
Yeah.
It's just that ESPN bends over backwards to be as politically correct as possible.
It is amazing that they go to these lengths.
It's incredible.
Because, you know, the average sports fan, I think, is center-right.
For sure. There's no question about that.
It's not a hardcore left-wing
audience. There have been
studies
done on that.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a hardcore right-wing audience either. But
no, but they're not leftists the commentary on ESPN always is from these sports guys.
Over.
Whatever they venture into, anything resembling politics, it's always left-leaning.
Yeah, overwhelmingly so.
Yeah.
I still like their stuff, and I like what they do. So the first audio podcast they did was this thing called The Trials of Dan and Dave. And if you remember the Dan and Dave thing from the 90s, it really was a huge deal. In 1992...
It was Dan O'Brien... And neither one of them breathed as hard as Jeffy is breathing.
The end of a decathlon.
At the end of the decathlon.
Okay, so Dan and Dave were in the decathlon. And so Reebok...
sorry, I apologize because I was laughing. I just read what you read earlier. And I was laughing.
I
apologize.
Yeah, no worries, no worries.
That's okay.
I know what you were talking about now.
So, okay, so... Got it. Now I understand. Off-air joke, you're never going to get it. Sorry. Okay, so Dan and Dave are going... So Reebok at the time is not even really a legitimate competitor to Nike. They don't really have a big national brand. So they decide to try something crazy. They get, with their ad agency, pick two completely unknown guys, at least unknown to the public. They were very good at the decathlon. One was the...
And they were both world-class at
decathletes. One had just won the world championships. The other one had just won the Goodwill Games or something at the decathlon. Mm-hmm. And they were both expected to do very well in the Olympics, maybe win the gold. Probably win the gold. The way it was presented is one of them was winning the gold. That's the way it was presented. The story goes that basically they started this thing. Is it, you know, who's the greatest athlete in the world, Dan or Dave? You'll decide in Barcelona. And they did these things where, like, Dan and Dave. Dan was like this kind of husky white guy. Dave was African American guy, kind of more slender. But they were both really good and kind of went at this event in different ways. They go through the entire story. It's a fascinating thing to listen to. But for our perspective, I want to focus on one part. You're talking decathlon. You're talking Olympics. Who are you talking about? Bruce Jenner.
Well, right? The greatest American decathlete of all time.
Of all time. Of course, Bruce Jenner is going to come up. So here's a couple times where they're talking about Bruce Jenner. The first one is Dan O'Brien. Listen.
I remember eating lunch with Bruce Jenner, and Bruce kept telling me, only thing people are going to remember is the Olympic Games. And I thought to myself, man, this guy's crazy. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He didn't have world championships when he was a competing athlete. I get to compete at world championships every 2 years. But it wasn't until later that I realized, man, Bruce was right.
Bruce was right, right? Because who was he speaking with at the time?
Bruce Jenner.
Bruce Jenner. What did Bruce Jenner call Bruce Jenner?
Bruce Jenner.
Bruce Jenner, right? Mm-hmm. That was, you know, the name, Bruce Jenner.
That was the guy who won the gold medal.
Right. That is it. That is what the gold medal, that's what the results say.
Yeah.
Right? Bruce Jenner in 1976 was Bruce Jenner. When they had this conversation, his name was Bruce Jenner. His name was Bruce Jenner, right?
Yeah.
Here's Jackie Joyner-Kersee, another amazing Olympic athlete, talking about this as well. Watch.
Well, it's interesting. Jackie Joyner-Kersee made the comment that I could be the next Bruce Jenner. And that was what I was striving to do, you know, most of my career. He was the hero that we all needed in 1976, and he was the golden boy.
And Dan was that very explosive athlete. I mean, he was just this young kid, very raw, you know, very talkative, and he had a personality that could pull people to him.
So, again, mm-hmm. Bruce Jenner, right?
Yes.
It's Bruce Jenner. Mm-hmm. This is the very beginning of the podcast. This is almost the first thing they say in the podcast. This is a story about two Olympic athletes, not Bruce Jenner, two Olympic athletes. Here's how the podcast actually begins.
It's the story of a 1992 Reebok ad campaign 25 years ago this summer, unlike anything anyone had seen before. Reebok spent some $25 million on the campaign, featuring two top decathletes, a sum equal to their entire previous year's marketing budget. Those who remember the story remember it as a bust, but there are many more twists and turns along the way for Reebok, the two athletes, and the sport of track and field.
Interesting.
One note, this episode features references to legendary decathlete Caitlyn Jenner. Jenner prefers to be referred to as Bruce in regards to her decathlon career. And a heads up, this episode includes mature language.
So they go
now.
What
the trials
hell?
Of Dan and Dave.
Why?
Decathlete Caitlyn Jenner? There was no decathlete named Caitlyn Jenner.
And it says Caitlyn Jenner prefers to be referred to as Bruce when talking about the decathlon.
So why would you need
why would you point this out?
Wow, that is, I mean, so hypersensitive about offending three people in the country.
Yeah.
That... And why should that offend anybody? Bruce Jenner was Bruce Jenner in 1976.
Yes, it's factual.
And he was a man in 1976. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is just ludicrous.
The standard ESPN is insinuating there is that if Caitlyn said, I want you to refer to me in 1976 when you're talking about my 1976 win as Caitlyn Jenner, they would have done it.
Oh, absolutely, and they would have done it.
And that would be the
absolutely
right thing
they
to
would
do.
Have done it.
I mean, that's insanity.
And then people will look up, hey, I'm going to look up Caitlyn Jenner because I don't know that story. And you won't find Caitlyn Jenner.
You won't find it because it didn't happen.
In the Olympics, because Caitlyn Jenner was never in the Olympics.
No.
So.
Bruce Jenner was in the Olympics. And it's like,
Come on, man.
Supposed to put
so ridiculous.
Political correctness
above science, above reality,
history.
Above history, above everything. Above everything.
You're right. Science, history, I mean, all of it,
yeah.
It falls behind what, this idea that we're supposed to, I guess, make our, and it's really not even about making Caitlyn Jenner feel good or even the three people. It's about us feeling good about ourselves. We're doing something to help this.
Because Bruce Jenner wouldn't, or Caitlyn wouldn't have been offended that Dan and Dave both referred to Caitlyn as him and Bruce in 1976 because that's what he was in 1976.
Like, if you're going to go back...
And she even knows that.
Yeah. I mean, even think of simple name changes. If you once said, say, the early career of Lou Alcindor, the early career of Cassius Clay, that was his name at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he changed it. If you want to talk about it after he changed his name...
And he got pissed when you called him Cassius, when he changed to Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
But that's after.
And I'm sorry, when he was in the Olympics, his name was Cassius Clay.
Mm-hmm. And if you're talking about the Olympics, you'd say, hey, Cassius Clay won this medal.
Right.
You wouldn't say Muhammad Ali won it. If you did say that, it's not the biggest deal in the world.
No.
Either way. And
that's
you shouldn't
not
get
because it's the same
it.
Person and he's still a man. It's
right.
Still the same guy.
Yeah. To act as if you're supposed to retroactively.
Unbelievable.
Let's be honest about it. If you call him Caitlyn Jenner in 1976, he shouldn't have been in the event. I mean, in mm-hmm. reality, if that's your standard, you should probably take the gold medal away from him. He was a woman competing in the male sport. If you want to follow this all the way down to the end, you have to pull that medal away. He was not the gold medal winner because he was not a he. You want to call him Caitlyn Jenner in 1976, he is not a gold medal winner. Bruce Jenner won the medal.
The world is bat crap crazy.